This is New England Public Radio News. We now begin a series of stories on the half-dozen contested mayoral elections taking place in western Massachusetts in November. Three of them are open contests, with no incumbent on the ballot. That's the case in Greenfield, where longtime Mayor Bill Martin is not seeking re-election. Roxanne Wiedegartner, who won the September preliminary contest, is facing runner-up Sheila Gilmore. And a third candidate, Brickett Alice, is mounting a write-in bid. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Roxanne Wiedegartner is a veteran of Greenfield politics. She's chaired both the school committee and the planning board.
I feel like that background, both in education and in economic development, gives me a leg up, also gives me the broad experience that I think is required.
And Sheila Gilmore is a first-term town councilor. She says her story, being a teen mom working for minimum wage and then eventually earning a graduate degree, is something voters can relate to.
And not all of them have had the opportunity to sort of claw their way up the way they've wanted to. And I think that having someone who understands those perils and how difficult it can be is really important.
During a rather tame debate on WGBY, both candidates agreed on plenty. Wiedegartner and Gilmore both pledged support for a so-called safe city ordinance for immigrants that's on the ballot next month. They also both said more needs to be done for the homeless in Greenfield and to develop the local economy. Gilmore says that includes promoting outdoor attractions.
We've got lots of great open spaces and hiking and fishing, and I think that if we can bring people to town for those things, they'll eat at our restaurants, they'll stop in for a cup of coffee.
And Wiedegartner says Greenfield needs to stick with what's been working.
Precision manufacturing, light manufacturing, the creative economy.
As for Brickett Alice, he wasn't invited to this debate, but was invited to a subsequent one sponsored by the Greenfield Recorder. That didn't go over well with some in Greenfield. The newspaper felt the need to defend the decision in an editorial. Alice finished 54 votes behind Gilmore in the preliminary, missing the cut to be on the November ballot. During that debate, televised by Greenfield Community Television, he was asked about a ballot question on whether to build a new library. He said he didn't agree with cost estimates and said the proposed structure is too big.
We as a city could decide to build a smaller building that fits our town better than a building that is a third the size of Home Depot.
Both Wiedegartner and Gilmore expressed support for the new library. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.